To illustrate templates, we will rewrite the stack event class, as a generic stack template. So we won't call it stack event, we'll call it stack. And the way that we tell the compiler that this is a template, that this is a generic type class, is by preceding the class declaration with the word template, and then in angle brackets, the word class, and then a variable. I'm calling it T, which stands for type, and that's commonly used, but you can call it whatever you want. It is a type parameter. So this is a way of making the type be a parameter. Very different than a function which takes a value as a parameter. So what can change here is the type of the object we're containing. Now if you go inside of the definition of the stack template, it pretty much looks the same as stack event did, except wherever we had an int which represented the type of contained object, we replace it with our type parameter, which is T. So push takes a T instead, because we want to be able to push any type of object onto our stack. That is the type of object our stack is made to hold. Pop returns a T, top returns a T. Size, of course, still returns an int, because that's an int. Size is a number, but all of those other instances are where it represents the type of object being contained. Also in our data, you can see that instead of int star data, we have T star data. Now the difference in the member functions, you can see at the bottom of the slide, and it'll be this way for all of the member function definitions.
It'll be just like we had it before, except we precede our function definition with template class T.
That tells the compiler that this is a function template. And then as usual, we have to have the name of the class followed by a double colon, and then everything else is as you would expect. But notice what the name of the class is. It's stack of T. That is, the T is in angle brackets. It's not stack, because stack is a template. It's a generic mechanism from which classes can be instantiated. It's only when you decide what T is that the compiler is going to generate a specific class. So stack of T represents the concept of what the class is, and so that's why that is what precedes the double colon.